Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Ah, can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're betting the NFL playoffs, you need to be listening to Cash the Ticket. We're breaking down every single game, totals, and sides, all the way to the big game. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Wow. They still got it.
This kind of goes hard.
Would you play this on YSP?
It's like Public Enemy and Anthrax or whatever together. Or Run DMC and Aerosmith.
Where they are hanging on by threads.
Yes. Well, the new single from AJ and Big Justice. They're really getting one in before TikTok goes away.
Exactly.
We got to get one more tune out there. I kind of like it, though.
If you're still, on rock radio, would you play that?
No, but you know what we do? We would play it once. We remember when there was the All About the Benjamins rock remix that Dave Grohl did? Do you remember that? There was a rock version of All About the Benjamins that I think on YSP we might have played once or twice or something. We're like, hey, check this out.
I felt like they wanted to hit it. You know, they hit the hip-hop genre, and then they moved to the rock genre.
Yeah, but it's rock and, like, it's like they're comboing it in that one. Yeah. Wow.
Hanging on, man.
Yeah. Well, you got to give them credit.
Because
after this, really what's going on with them? The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. It's engagement season. Visit the only jeweler with over 2,500 Google five-star reviews. Mark's Jewelers, online at marks-jewelers.com. This changed the poll a little bit, changing the wording, but not as much as I thought it would. Which more describes you currently, how you currently feel about Nick Sirianni? I'm a Nick guy, or he's growing on me. I'm a Nick guy, 62%. And he's growing on me at 38%, which is a little bit different than the 73 and 27. Okay. LeSean McCoy just finished up recording his pod with Deshaun. So we will have him within the next, 3 to 5 minutes, you would say, Jack?
Yeah, I hope so.
We'll have Shady. 215-592-9494. Big Aaron, West Philly. Big A, you're on WIP.
Hey, what's going on, fellas?
What's up, Big A?
You
a Nick guy?
I'm a Nick guy, and I'm going to give you some reasons why I'm a Nick guy. Last year, the end of the season, they sucked, basically. And then he comes back this year. What do you do? Good team.
Yep.
Second in ratings, right? They were 2-2, and here we go again. The offensive line come up there, basically, and say, yo, Nick, yo, coach, we got to run the ball. Let's run the ball to set up the pass. And guess what? They start running the ball. That's a good coach. You're listening to the players, right? You got to listen. You got to listen to people. I'm a firm believer in that. Just because you're a coach, you got to listen to other people. So, and another one, Jalen Carter, he was going to take Jalen Carter's head off after he smacked the player. He was running over there about to get the defensive line coach said, yo, coach, I got him. He stepped back. He let a coach be a coach. I like a coach, somebody that's a head coach, to let other people do what they have to do. And then get stern when he has to get stern.
Mm-hmm.
He's a good coach. And I'm telling you one thing I don't like when people call and say, oh, look at all the talent, the haters of him. I mean, you don't do that for any other coach, but you do that for him.
If yeah, Jack.
You don't do that to Phil Jackson. He had talent all over the damn place. He was coaching. But he ain't no good coach. You have to be a good coach to coach talent because there's so many different personalities.
I will say this, though, Big A. I don't often hear Phil Jackson being referred to as the greatest coach of all time, even though he has 10 titles.
Yeah, that's
true.
Crazy? Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
Because everyone just looks at Jordan and Kobe and Shaq. Look at the talent that
he had. They don't say he's not a great coach, but you would think it would be unanimous that he's the greatest coach of all time.
They say Pop first.
They'll go with Popovich first.
Yeah,
I would go with Pop over Phil.
Well, people would go with Red Auerbach, I think.
Would you ask Pop that question?
Well, I think they would. Yeah. But yes, I think they would go.
I ain't going that far back. I didn't watch Red.
Yeah, I think they would go with Pop over Phil Jackson as well.
And but Pop had talent.
He did. Some of it is about how it's all painted, right? Mm-hmm. Because most people, I wouldn't say this, but I think, or not maybe most people, but a lot of people would have Tim Duncan over Kobe in their all-time rankings.
That's foolish.
I wouldn't, but I think a lot of people would.
No.
He also had Kawhi. He also had Manu Ginobili.
Yeah. Tony Parker.
There were a lot of great players on those teams. And mm-hmm. I agree with you, Big A. I think Phil Jackson, not to compare Nick to Phil Jackson, but I would say that Phil Jackson's greatest skill was getting, from an ego standpoint,
yes, managing that talent.
Managing that because that could obviously wasn't easy with Kobe and Shaq. It
took a while with Mike early.
Well, and now that we look back on the Pippen and Mike thing and the way that Pippen talks about it, mm-hmm. that was obvious. And after Jordan was gone, you could see that was a bigger deal. And the other thing is they introduced Rodman, which is the ultimate, crazy sort of. Now Pop did that too, I guess. Pop has that too. But being able to manage all of those things, I think, means more for Phil Jackson than the triangle offense, you know?
Which wasn't his either.
Right, right. Yeah, see, it's not like he came up with that. Right.
Okay, let me give you that. How did you think he handled the Jalen Hurts thing? He was like, oh, I don't know basically what kind of job he does. You know what I mean? I don't know what he do.
I thought he handled it well because he could have very easily. I think talking about at the beginning of the summer when Jalen said he handled it perfect. Yeah,
he's done a really good job for a guy who seems like, you know, he spouts off and he's temperamental. His own ego,
right.
He's more than. And it's in that article that McManus wrote that he said to, I forget who it was at the end of the article, who said, you don't have to cover for me in the press conference. And Nick was like, that's my job. I'll take the bullets so you guys can live free.
Sure.
And he puts his own ego to the side, I think, almost to a fault beginning of the year because he was taking blame for things that Kellen Moore did and so on and so forth. All right, Big A, we're going to get ready now in case for when Shady calls, you know.
It's important.
Yeah, very important. I was thinking about the Kellen Moore thing and him doing these interviews, and this is not the first time and it won't be the last time that a coordinator does interviews while his team is still playing.
Yeah.
I feel like the NFL has to change this process. I don't know how they do it, because if you fire your coach the last day of the regular season, you should be able to interview whoever you want to interview. But man, I can't imagine as a human, even if you want to be committed to the team that you're doing it, also prepare for a head coach interview, which is, you got to know stuff for the head coach interview.
Yeah.
It can't just be a personality test.
No.
There has to be a different way to do this than to get coordinators in the most important weeks of the team's season to be distracted by head coaching jobs elsewhere. There's just got to be a different way, I think.
Yeah. You know, I don't know how you do it. I don't. These coaches that do these interviews, I'm assuming it's maybe a couple of hours at the most over Zoom, right? You're not flying out to the place.
You're not. It's not the 9-hour Chip Kelly interview at Jeff Lurie's house.
Yeah. Well, because what will happen, especially if you're interviewing guys that are still coaching, is usually it's your first interview with them.
Yep, right.
And then you wind up doing another one with them afterwards. So I don't know how you do it. I don't know how you do it. I know we had the issue where we thought fans thought Jonathan Gannon was distracted with the whole head coaching thing when we were out there in Arizona, because that's where he wound up going. And people were like, hold on, were you out there doing an interview? I think he did. Didn't he do the interview out there?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
At least there's a week off in there,
right?
Or off, quote unquote.
Right.
You know, you have 2 weeks.
But the thing that no one brings up is that Steichen was also interviewing and the offense was fine. You know, like,
that's
exactly.
A good point as well.
That's a good point, yes.
We'll get to Shady right after Jack tells you about HelloFresh.
Be honest, when was the last time you had a homemade meal? For me, it's been way too long. You know, I got the growing family, so it's not always the easiest to sit down and have a home-cooked meal. That's where HelloFresh comes in. Quick and easy options every week so you can find the perfect recipe to get a homemade meal on the table in as little as 15 minutes. Tons of delicious recipes every week, like the crispy Parmesan herb-crusted salmon or zesty ginger chicken and rice balls. All you need to whip up a nutritious meal is pre-portioned and delivered right to your door. HelloFresh, homemade, made easier. Made easy. Learn more at HelloFresh.com.
All right. We are waiting on Shady McCoy to join us as we wait. Anthony in Southwest Philly, you're on WIP. And are you a Nick guy?
I am a Nick guy, man.
There you go.
How you guys doing?
Good.
What's up, man?
What's going on, man? Hey, Spike, I know I apologized last time I called it, but I got to apologize again today, man. I'm going to give you another apology. My father's listening, okay? So I was having a conversation with my dad, and we're having a spirited conversation because he loved this show, right?
Yes, sir.
And
good guy,
I'm
your dad.
Yeah, he's a good dude.
Yeah.
I'm talking to him about the show and you know, the fact that I call him, and he's like, yeah, I hear you calling from time to time. He's a big fan of yours, Spike. I didn't know that. So I'm talking to him about you, and I'm like, Pop, what do you like about this guy? Like, what is
it? Is hard to come up with some reasons. I agree.
Listen, it's not. I want to rephrase that.
No. It's okay. I got you.
Spike, in a nutshell, this is what my dad said. Right, he grew me up playing sports all my life. Right, 41 years old now, I play sports all my life. He said, you have to change the way that you listen to Spike. You listen to him as if you expect him to be a guy that can talk about sports from a player perspective.
He can't.
And when you listen to him that way, that will annoy the hell out of anybody. Listen to Ike that way. Listen to other guys that way on the show that play sports. But
Jack, yeah.
You have to listen to Spike and his knowledge, you know, just based on him being a radio host, because that's what he is. So I want to apologize for some of the ways that I've come on, you know, because that is exactly how I've listened to you.
I appreciate that, though. And here's what I would say to that. And I do appreciate it. And wherever your dad is, I appreciate you listening. I appreciate that. But that's like saying, on some level, calling up and saying, Ike, well, you have to listen to him as a radio host, as he's a football player.
Mm-hmm.
He's not. He's a radio host.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So I'm not a football player. I didn't play football. Mm-hmm. But I also, like, and I'm not coming from that perspective. But I am, yes, primarily a radio host. And I appreciate, you never need to apologize. I don't care if you call up and say I'm an idiot. I don't know what I'm talking about. No apology is ever necessary. Ever, 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 ever.
No, but that's the whole point, right? It's like, so for example, let me ask this question because I know you guys got to go. And I think this is gonna hit home. This is the question that my dad asked me yesterday. So Spike, if I asked you, for example, I'll give the example of Jalen. You said earlier, if you think about a quarterback, right, what's the first thing that you say that you want a quarterback to be able to do? What was the answer that you gave?
I would say first throw, and second, like to me, the reading of the defense and throwing the ball are the two most important things. But what I was trying to get to with Louie was when you describe what a quarterback does, like, the quarterback takes the snap and either hands it to the running back or throws the ball. And the primary job of a quarterback is throwing the ball.
Okay, so that's your answer. Now, Ike,
yeah,
as a former player, all your life on the Eagles, being in locker rooms around players all your life, what would you say? What would your answer be to that?
To what is, what's a quarterback's
primary job of a quarterback?
To do whatever it takes to win.
Ultimately, and
yes,
I think that's the difference.
Isn't that everybody's job?
No, it is. It is. But ultimately, if the primary job of the quarterback was just to be able to was to be able to throw, like, there's a lot of guys that could have made it.
See, that's more of a how would you describe a quarterback? He throws the ball, right?
Right?
That's more of that. But if you're asking me what is the primary job and the goal that a quarterback should have, it's to do whatever is necessary to win as the quarterback.
And ultimately, that's the difference right there, Spike, where I was saying, like, I'm a basketball player. My primary job for my point guard when I'm on the court is you have to be you, for me, it's not – your skill set is great. That's the bonus. Are you a leader? Or you're a guy,
So you would describe – so if, just to bring that back to a quarterback, you would describe Jalen as a leader?
Oh, absolutely.
The guy they had to beg to lead?
This is the thing. When I'm talking about leading, in a city like Philadelphia, right, I think it would have been easy at times for Jalen to get on his high horse in 2022 and have this I'm the man attitude. But I think it would have been at times this year where he could have gotten a tank and been like, it's too much going on. He never gets to either one of those. You still see him coming out pregame, whether he's having problems with AJ or doing that. You don't hear about him out in the club setting bad examples for the players.
Sure.
The
yes.
Nobody goes
he's
to the club anymore.
Yeah, so, I don't think he's without benefits and without skills. You can't. He couldn't be. You know, he couldn't be. Then thank you for the call, Ant. I think we're talking about two different things. You know. So when you're talking about, like he said, point guard. I don't care. Yes, I want him to be a leader. I also want him to be able to pass the ball, dribble the ball, and shoot the ball. Like, and without
you want him to be able to do those other things too.
Right.
Yeah.
Not
mutually exclusive.
That in its most extreme, in its most extreme situation, that's where the Tebow thing came, because Tebow couldn't throw the ball, and everybody would say, well, he just wins, and the skill part of it is part of the equation. Right? I'm not crazy.
That's part of it. Yes. No, I agree with you. Now, here's one thing that I would have to admit. I have lower standards.
Sure.
I mean, that's just, I got to admit that. There was one point when I would be willing to argue top five, top 10, all that. I can't do that today.
Right.
I can't argue that.
And he's
a winning quarterback.
And credit to the coaching staff and credit to him. So for the barely passing the ball so little, which is what they've done this year.
I credit 29th, by the way.
Yes. I'm aware.
That's up. Wasn't he 32nd a couple weeks ago?
Don't you throw numbers at me. So
the Pittsburgh game helped out.
Yeah. I give the coaching staff credit for being bold enough to say, we're pulling back on this, and I give him credit for accepting it, because you could very easily say, well, he didn't have a choice. They told him to. We're in 2025. If you ask an athlete to do something that they don't, a star athlete to do something that they don't want to do, we see a lot of times it not happening. You know, even lower than star athlete level, it not happening. So he deserves credit, I think, for just sort of rolling with what that plan is and embracing it and not trying to do too much, because that's where we will get in trouble. If we're going to win the games this way, he has to do it this way.
Yep.
You know,
I agree.
Maybe it'll work, maybe it won't, but, Jack, what are we going to do with, I hate to do this on the air.
Listen, we're going to go to 52.
Yeah.
Talk to Baldy. We'll see what happens.
He's going to call when Baldy's.
You can put him on the same time.
You know he's calling when Baldy's on.
Trying to get it moved to 4:30.
Trying to get Shady moved to 4:30.
Yes. Oh, man.
See how that goes.
Yeah. Are you blinded by something?
Yeah,
wrong?
Dude. All right. So every day around this time.
I'm like, what's wrong with you?
The sunlight reflects directly off the river. And the river is iced over, so I can't see you guys.
Well, I'm nothing to look at.
Well, I know, but I look ridiculous in here. Like, Justin's probably clipping the video.
Well, now I can see you. It was like, a sunbeam coming down your face.
Be blinded.
Yeah. I can't tell. Was that backhanded compliment from Anthony?
Well, the whole thing was pretty backhanded.
Oh, yeah, everything. Okay. Yeah, everything.
Well, because he's basically begging his dad, how could you possibly like this guy? So, yeah, I mean, yeah.
To put it bluntly, he's asking, how could you possibly like this show, or Spike?
There's this thing that happens sometimes where, like, people, if they disagree with you, they assume that you must just be stupid. You know, it's just sports. Everybody disagrees about everything.
Man, you kidding me? I'm loud and wrong a lot.
Yeah, you think.
Well, not a lot, but I am loud.
Yeah, I would say not really that often, actually. Yeah.
I'm not the only guy that thinks
Jalen's not that good.
No, I'm with you.
There are quarterbacks on TV.
Jack's like, I'm with you. There are quarterbacks. Well, those guys are backups.
Well, right. They're negative. Yeah, they suck. Yeah.
So this was great. So I don't know if you're, hopefully you're not a person who looks at Twitter because it'll melt your brain. But Orlovsky posted the, you know, the nobody was open video.
Yeah, yeah.
And Ryan Fitzpatrick responded and he said, I disagree with you. You know, you have to throw guys open sometimes. And especially in the second one, he should have gone to the running back. And all the responses from Eagles fans were like, coming from somebody through 170 interceptions.
They went through his stats.
Yeah, how many playoff games did you win? It's just like, well, the first guy was Dan Orlovsky. No offense to either of them. They're NFL quarterbacks, but like Ryan Fitzpatrick was certainly a more successful NFL quarterback than Dan Orlovsky, right?
But when they disagree with you, they come to, believe me, I get it. Not as often, but I get it.
Fitzpatrick,
What did you ever do? I had one guy say, you were just a mid player, and I think I'm being kind.
To you?
Yes.
Well, you had a radio host of the similar last name, same last name, say something similar to you as well.
Well, I laughed at him. Yes. No, but yeah, man, they hit you. They hit you. Believe me, I've been called a special teamer an awful lot in my life. It does not offend me.
Did Honest Jack call you that?
Yeah, he did. I forgot about that.
That was Honest Jack. I would never say that. I get stick to baseball, which I actually appreciate.
Yes.
I'd stick to baseball.
I wish.
I realized I had, when you were hosting with Michael B., I remember you guys had me on at one point, because I don't like Bruce Springsteen, right? And I think Bruce had just played, and you guys had me on to, Michael B. wanted me to say on the air why I don't like Springsteen, so I said it. And I got an email, and he was like, you need to stick to sports. And that's how I knew I had made it.
You're like, I'm a music guy. Yeah. What are you talking about?
Yeah, like, I was like, you think I'm a sports guy? Okay. All right. I'm going to take it. All right. Well, look, coming up next, we're either going to have Baldy or Shady or both of them at the same time.
That's called a tease.
Yeah. You ever heard the possibility of that happening? This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.